United Nations experts today said the massive UN peacekeeping effort in eastern Congo has failed to deliver a knockout blow to Rwandan rebels while local insurgents have seized new territory under its nose. Congo's army, backed by the 25,000-strong UN force, launched an offensive against the Democratic Forces for the Liberation of Rwanda earlier this year as part of a deal to improve ties with neighboring Rwanda, its enemy during a 1998-2003 war. Father Sean O'Leary is the director of the Dennis Hurley Peace Institute in South Africa. He told Kelsey Brennan-Wessels that the DRC's reasons for the offensive are suspicious.
One asks the question, what does Rwanda want in the east of the DRC? And they're not in there for nothing and supporting the DRC army. So one wonders if there is a deal made under the table for some kind of support to Rwanda from the Kivu states. The South African government have, right back as far as 2000, taken a tremendous interest in the DRC. They called the warring parties of the time together to South Africa for 2 years of protracted negotiations. And so people are saying perhaps it would be good if the South Africans took an initiative to bring all the warring factors together outside of that area and try once again just to find a lasting solution to that part of the country. And that's the only way forward, because otherwise it's just going to continue.
But how does the trade of minerals play into this type of peace deal?
Well, they hugely into it, because that part of the east of the DRC has some of the most rarest minerals used in the world, particularly in the fabrication of cell phones and iPods and laptops. And that is a very lucrative market. And as long as those resources are in the DRC, there will be people coming to exploit them at any cost. And certainly the one people who are not benefiting from the great riches that are in their soil are the people who live in the east of the DRC.